You know, we came out, we played Sluggers, we went down, gave up a lot of plays, but we came back strong. You know, we came out and got takeaways, scored on defense, and we got after the quarterback. So that was big for us, huge for us in it, and hoping that, you know, it'll continue to roll over into the next week.
Was Gus extra fired up at halftime, or was this just the same old halftime?
Oh, you know, he wasn't fired up. You know, he came in and basically gave the message that it's not a yelling session. You know, we didn't play our best ball. We have to go out and continue to do what we've been doing and do it better. And his message to us at halftime was, you know, when we go back out to the next snap, it's the third chapter, and we write the ending to the story. And that was the message. We went out and we wrote the ending.
How do you get past that? How does that change so quickly?
You know what? Just going out, continue to do what we're supposed to do. You know, we've been working it all week. We come out, we got punched in the mouth, and we had to show that we had to get up. You know, our message to our D-line was that we can't worry about no other group. You know, we have to take it upon us. We are the veteran group. We got to continue to lead and continue to motivate. And I think we went out and did that. So the tale of the two halves was just us coming out, recognizing what we had done and what we needed to do.
What was going through your mind as the offense, which you struggled all day, had a shot at the end to take you down the field? How gratifying is it for the defense to have the offense come through?
You know what? The only thing that was going through my mind was that we need to show our growth here. We need to show that we can finish games. We need to show that we can move the ball and overcome the situation that we put ourselves in. And I think we did that. We showed that, and we continue to motivate those guys as we was in that drought that we was in.